This is Central Oregon's Morning News on News Talk 1110 KBND.
Today's news brought to you by Smallage Motors, home of Central Oregon's largest new and pre-owned inventory. Find your new car, truck, or SUV at smallagemotors.com. Today we'll take you to Tim Knope's victory party from last night's election.
And we'll hear from a winner in the Republican County Commissioner race.
We'll have the final vote count on a Deschutes County 911 request.
In other news, we're heading into the busiest air travel season. How is Redmond's airport faring?
With Lori Robb, I'm Frank Bonacresti.
1110 KBND, depend on us.
Tim Knope says he hopes to unite Central Oregon and won't take the general election for granted. After beating incumbent Chris Telfer by 15 percentage points, he moves on to the general election to face Jerry Hauser. Knope spoke with news partner Channel 21 during his victory party last night.
And what we want to do is unite Republicans and Democrats and Libertarians and Independents and non-affiliated voters with a jobs message that we take to Salem, and that we don't take no for an answer, and we just keep working until we get it done and we get people back to work.
How much did the massive war chest help you out?
Well, it always helps to have money. I've run races without money before, and I've been able to win. It helps you to get your message out there, but really it's indicative of the kind of support that you're able to achieve both locally and at the state level. And I've been very proud of the support that I've had both locally and at the state level through donations and support for this campaign.
In the Senate District 27 race, Knope raised about $150,000 against incumbent Chris Telfer.
In another big local race, in a hard-fought race for Deschutes County Commissioner, Tom Green is the winner for the Republican ticket to face Democrat Alan Unger in November. Green says he's elated that the voters have confidence in him.
I feel really good, and I feel that, the citizens have confidence in me, and they're saying that my tenure on the Bend City Council and the current City Council have done a good job over the last 4 years when we faced tough budget decisions and infrastructure problems.
Green received about 70% of the vote over challenger Phil Henderson.
It's back to the drawing board for Deschutes County leaders who supported a 911 request. Unofficial results show the measure went down by about 5 percentage votes. The vote was 11,084 yes to 12,376 no. On Monday, Deschutes County Sheriff Larry Blanton said they'll look into the possibility of putting a request before voters again in November. Deschutes County 911 had been asking for a more stable funding mechanism.
In other election results, County Prosecutor Beth Bagley outdistanced three other candidates in a race for the Circuit Court judgeship vacated by retiring Judge Michael Sullivan. But to win outright, a candidate would need 50% of the vote, and Bagley received almost 40%. That means she will face Andrew Balliot in the fall, as he was second place with about 29% of the ballots. Bagley says last night she was very humbled and pleased that so many people checked her name on the ballot.
Jefferson County residents gave the Jefferson County School District 509J bond a firm yes to their measure in the primary. The measure passes with 55% of the vote. Greg Kemper is one of the supporters.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful. We're just absolutely delighted. We came here in 1968 when Adjust had first opened, and now we're seeing all of this new expansion here in the development with the bond issue. It's going to be wonderful.
The bond will provide much-needed funding to improve and repair schools.
In non-election news this morning, the number of passengers using the Redmond Airport is down compared to last year. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
The latest numbers show the number of people flying out of the Redmond Airport is down 2%. But Airport Director Kim Dickey says we are entering the busiest air travel season.
We do have some seasonal flights, one in particular starting with Allegiant Airlines this Thursday to Mesa Airport. And we are anticipating a higher passenger traffic counts starting this Thursday through the rest of the season. And we are encouraging passengers to please arrive to the airport early.
It's recommended you arrive at the airport at least an hour before your flight. Currently, about 241,000 people fly out of the Redmond Airport a year. That's about 900 passengers every day. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
In a story heard only on 1110 KBND, Central Oregon Land Watch has filed an intent to appeal the county's ordinance that now allows for events on farmlands. Land Watch spokesman Paul Dewey says allowing large and loud weddings, things like that, could have a big impact on neighbors and wildlife.
Well, in particular during the summer months, if you'll notice, sounds from a mile away can easily carry, depending on which way the wind is blowing. One of the things that LandWatch had proposed is just to prove non-amplified events or restrict the decibel levels to really low. There's no need to amplify your sound so that people, you know, a mile away can hear it.
He says traffic and noise can affect migration patterns of wildlife. The LandWatch appeal will go to the Land Use Board of Appeals. Dewey believes they could rule on it within 6 weeks.